Hello guys, welcome to the Unboxing Podcast, and I hope you enjoy this episode of the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe or follow or do both, whichever one it is. Hello guys, welcome to the Unboxing Podcast. I'm your host, Israel, and I am thrilled and excited and everything associated to starting something new. I think I have procrastinated starting this podcast for about a year. I think I set up the account in August, and I couldn't just bring myself to record my first episode. I'd be like, okay, I'm going to do it today, and it's not today. Or I'll be like, okay, I'll do it tomorrow, and it doesn't happen. So, and there was even a point where I had to invite my friend. I was like, I would need to have you on this. And okay, everything was fucking up, so I was unable to. But then I'm glad I'm able to record the first podcast. Even though it's at the end of the year, I am super excited that this is me recording the podcast, the first episode of the podcast unboxing. And subsequently, my friend is going to be on the podcast. Definitely, you guys have to meet this person. Very amazing, talks eloquently and all. Okay, so we are at that time of the year where we have a lot to do. You are going to run errands, you meet with your family, and preparations for Christmas and the New Year and all that kind of stuff. You do this and that and you get tired and all that kind of stuff. And I promise you, I have had my own fair share of that experience. Regardless, so we are not going to really be unboxing things like, okay, not that kind of stuff. I think what we'll be unboxing on this episode is my 2022 experience. Okay, I think 2022 started for me from school. It was just okay. Resumed school on the 2nd of January. Yeah, and gave me headache. I think this should be one of my worst academic year. I was rushed and everything was bulky. See, let me tell you, 300 level is a suicide mission. Skip it if you can. If you can't, drop out. I'm promising you it's no good. That's a lie. Anyways, theory level was stressing me out. I got back home by August and I've been at home. So overall, I think I've had good and bad things. And okay, coupled with the fact that I am an introvert, not so much of an introvert, more like, okay, I find it difficult to live in my house. I'm in love with my bed. My friends know that. I am so much in love with my bed. And okay, it's kind of hard to go outside. So, the only thing I was left with is either to watch movies or go for some minor jobs or dating apps. Yes, dating apps. And the dating app we're going to be trashing today is Tinder. Oh my goodness, my life on Tinder, my experience on Tinder is something else. I think when Beyonce sang "You Won't Break My Soul," she was talking about Israel. She had Israel in mind. But Tinder people had a way of breaking my soul. I promise you, it was a lot. Oh, it was a lot. Okay, so this was me. I was like, okay, let me just go on Tinder. I think I'd seen a couple of movies and Tinder. And okay, I wanted to meet people online. Not that I wanted to meet them, like meet them, but then I wanted to know people online. We are going to have our 7 days free trial of talking stage and all that kind of stuff, and it's gonna end. It is what it is. So I went on Tinder. I opened the app. They asked for my pictures. I didn't have much, so I had to take pictures and added pictures of my plants to, you know, just make my profile look manageable, not good, but just manageable, that you would know that, okay, this person is not a ghost. So I set up my account and I got verified, started swiping left and right and left and right. And then, okay, I began to get DMs, like really cute people. Oh my God. Cute people began to DM me. Like, what did I do to deserve this? So, like, I was responding like this cool and matured person. And I got to find out that different strokes for different folks. This person wants a mature person. This person wants a playful person. This person wants an easygoing person. This person wants, like, they were demanding so much. Like, I couldn't just satisfy everybody I liked. And I was liking a lot of people. And, okay, it's always failing because I wasn't getting it. So I think what I had to start doing was to read people's bio. It's the hack for that app. I began to read people's bio. And then I set up my own bio to kind of, like, okay, reflect what I want. And that kind of things. So I did that. And, goodness. When I began to read bio, I saw things. Like, I saw things. My eyes have seen a lot, but then this is more than I've seen. Like, you could... It's worthy of note that I think I've met amazing people. I was able to even give my phone number at the end of the day. I've met a couple of amazing people. And that being said, let's go back to my bio experiment. So, the first kind of people you meet... Can someone do that drum roll thing? I beg. First category of people on Tinder, judging by bio, or the category of people on Tinder that I have met... judging by bio, is a supposed bad bitch. Okay, these people have nice profile pictures. You could see them take pictures maybe at the mall or maybe at the party, smoking shisha and all that kind of stuff, giving that cool vibe. And then you'd be like, okay, let me read the bio. And the bio is there, boldly written, hookups only, or etc, 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 I am this, prison, all the save appraisal and all that kind of stuff. You understand? And those that be like, okay, if you're not going to start a conversation, swipe left. Know that kind of thing. And see, the thing is that, okay, if you meet these kind of people, because I think I've had an encounter with one person who had that kind of bio. I think the thing about those people is that they expect you to just kind of make the move, and they, as they ensure that you are not taking them the wrong way. That means you're not thinking that, okay, we are going to be a thing, right? At best, if we are ever going to meet, it's going to be a one night stand, and that is the end. So that is the first category of people. And the second category is no bio. Now, those kind of people who do not have bio, usually their profile pictures are not theirs. They hardly have verified accounts. You just see pictures of Beyonce. That's for the elite, picture of Beyonce or maybe Rihanna or Nicki Minaj or all those kind of celebrities that are, you get. Or they have one rural settlement, then they will add their kini. Weird stuff. That kind of person, just swipe left, because to the left, it's not me and you that be doing that kind of thing. And the third are the retards. Why I call these people retards is because you use an Android phone, because apparently you can't be using a Java phone or whatever kind of phone we're using in 2010 and be doing Tinder and you'll be sending, updating your status as if you're on to go. That kind of looking being spelled as LUKIN, looking for number four, of course. That boy, like, you are who? No, hell's do the no. So I think that's the third category of people I have met on Tinder. Those people who chat like that. I promise you, nothing good can come from those kind of people, because you use an Android phone, it has a dictionary, it could complete your sentences. So why on earth would you want to update your status like that? And Tinder gives you a lot, I think almost 900 to 1,000 characters. So what is it you want to write that you cannot write? And they end up writing just 3 lines after using the short form. weirdly. And I think the next set of people, this should be the fourth category. The fourth category of people, judging by their bios, are people who are desperate. Ah, desperado. Those kind of people are the people who would be like, I'm a cool person, and this and that and this. And they'd be like, in case we don't match, here's my phone number. Oga. If we did not match, why on earth would I want to message you? If we did not match, why? Why would I want to message you? And then you just have their numbers there. And okay, I've never tried messaging anybody, like picking someone's number and then I'd be like, let me message. But then I think I'm going to do that thing one of these days and I will see where it leads. But why would you do that? But let's not lie, I feel those kind of people, it's like they're trying to show you that, okay, they're putting themselves out there. Israel, don't do this. I'm not going to do that to those people. Please keep that struggle. Keep the hustle. So the next are the poets. Oh, God, they're going to melt your heart. The Shakespeares, Black Shakespeare. This kind of people that would be like, love is a sea and I am your fish. See, I didn't just create that thing. I saw it. I screamed. Okay, why? Love is fish. Me, please. Ah, God. Okay. So we have the poets. And, okay, I think I saw another one. Love is peace and time measured by the heart. Oh, they swipe left. Mm-mm. I'm not here for that kind of thing now. Just rest, please. And another category of people is those are the secretaries. Those people give you intro. They are going to write cover letter. Do you understand? In fact, if possible, their bio will have time and venue, signature, like, sir, I am from, I heal from, I study, I don't care. We'll do that during our 7 days free trial. Like, don't do like that. What else will we now talk about? Like, what do you want us to talk about if you do that right now? So, please, I beg. And then we have the normal people, just down to earth. Cool, calm, this. I stay in this. I am here to look for this. I am attracted to this. And at the end of the day, you find that those people are just easygoing and you just catch the vibe. You know that, okay, this person is my kind of person or this person is not my kind of person. But then all those kind of other people, I just don't understand. They be giving me migraine, burning my brain cells. Those are the type of people that I've met and I can't remember. I think they're memorable on Tinder, judging through their bios. Now, on another note, I think there are different kinds of people on Tinder. Let's leave the bio right now. Let's focus on the kind of people that would swipe right. And okay, I don't know, sometimes you see somebody you wouldn't like and then you just swipe right and be like, okay, let me see how this person is going to, like, is this person going to feel me? And then when they don't feel you, like, I'm not spec enough, why didn't you swipe right? You understand? Or or sometimes you just swipe right to see what God can do. So I think one of the weirdest things or one of the weirdest people you could meet on Tinder are those who have their significant others on their profile picture or on their, like, why is it there? Why are we, what, God, why? Like, and it's very common with white people, I swear. I think you see them and they be like, we're looking for a tripod or we're looking for a friend. We is you and who, like, with who? Who is that gonna be with? It's definitely not going to be me. So that is the first kind of, it's like a red flag and I'm not in the mood to make a scarf. So no, I'm not picking any red flag. No. Hells to the no. And okay, I think another category of
people are this person with no profile pictures, and somehow they want mature people only. Now, mature people that they're talking about are people who would respond to their messages as fast as they send them. Now, you do not have a profile. And I think I've had lots of issues like that on Facebook. You see somebody with a blank account and then he'll be messaging you and expects you to give full-fledged replies. So I think you have them too on Tinder. They are there. They will creep you out. No profile picture. And then me, myself, it's me. You push, you blame me. Why did I swipe right when I didn't see your profile picture? But then it's a spot. So you just keep swiping and swiping and swiping. So those kind of people are there too. People who do not have profile pictures. I don't know what they are there for. Because, me, I know people see this, me not get a profile picture. I beg me to be. I can't. And then, when you meet a mutual friend, and then they be like, I've seen you somewhere, I know, where have you met? And then you guys begin to, oh my goodness, you are this person's friend. And before you know, you've started committing your friends on Tinder. Yeah, that's another category of people. You committee your friends. And, what if you meet your friend? I have met my friends. Or when you meet exes, oh my goodness. Especially the ones you're still talking to. Okay. So I've met my friends, and okay, it's not going to be surprising to meet my friends on Tinder because some of them are too short to be in relationships. Sorry. Catch yourself and be moving. Or they be, I'm not going to say more. Not today. I'm not going to do that. But then wherever you are, just know that I feel you. So the next set of people are people I feel are too old to be on Tinder. Okay. Why are you on Tinder? Maybe there's Gen Z, there is millennials, there is what do you call them? There's Gen X. I think that is generation. Why are you on Tinder? Why are you messaging me? That was how one day one Babalawo messaged me. He messaged me for what? Please, to do what? I beg. I think there are people who are too old to be on Tinder. I don't know what the age limit for Tinder should be. But I mean, I think there are people who are too old to be on Tinder. And even if you're on Tinder, you should be swiping right. You seem like this is the swipe right. Why not? Like, why? Why are you doing me like this? So that's those people. And we have the under 18s. Ew, terrible. I don't know what adults is teaching these people that, okay, you can hit on adults, but then you guys need to. Oh my God, look at me feeling like an adult. Yes, I'm an adult. I pass benchmark. So those kind of people, whoever is doing those kind of things to you people, I beg you should see. One of my friends on Facebook said that you guys should see a doctor, and whoever is leading you guys on should be in prison. And I second to that. Next, the normal people. Normal people. Yeah, just normal people. You see them and you're like, okay, cool. Cool people. Cool pictures. Cool values. Text very greatly. Like the people I've met ask you good questions. You guys don't have to go and start discussing what course you are studying in school, what color is the day, how is the weather doing, weather for two, weather for three. Not those kind of people. You meet normal people. And then we now have the source defined. I think this is the last category I can remember. People who have the source or think they have the source. Whichever one. And, okay, they give these monosyllabic responses. Like, hello. Hi. How are you doing? Good. Nice having you on here. Same. I beg, nah. People from my house like me. It's not like we are begging to be loved. Why are you doing like this? Rest. Okay, So that is that about my Tinder experience. I think I've experienced a lot on Tinder. And am I deleting the app? Hell to the no. That's a lot of entertainment. So I'm not deleting the app. When I'm bored, I go there to swipe left and right. And I think I find it therapeutic. So no, and that is me unboxing everything that has happened to me on Tinder within this 6 months. Six? 5 months. Yeah. And okay, I think this is a lot. So, and I think it's enough to be my first episode. I am glad, I'm excited. I've been able to unbox the first thing on my podcast, and it's exciting. It's okay. It's beautiful, and I can't wait to unbox a lot of things. I hope to unbox different kind of things, controversial topics. It might not be about my Tinder experience the next time. It might be something deeper or something lighter. It depends. And it's going to be a monthly podcast, or mostly, yeah, monthly podcast, because I have a lot of things to do. And so it's a monthly podcast, so by next month I would have figured out something soothing and worthy for you to listen. And you should please share with your friends. It's going to go a long way. It's going to motivate me to be able to do better. And you could leave comments, you could leave voice messages. I would listen. If there's any way you think there are things I should do better or all that kind of stuff, I'll try to. I think the podcast is available on almost 6 platforms: Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, Amazon. I think almost 5 to 6 platforms, and I'll try to get them to many more platforms. And please don't forget to follow or subscribe or whichever one it is, so you could get notifications. See you next month, and happy Christmas. I beg, whatever it is you guys are making, you can invite me, because it's so easy to be single after all that Tinder wahala. So I'd love to have you next month's tea. Okay, so that's the tea, and I should get going. You guys should send me. Okay, I'm gone.